Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome to Coffee Break Spanish. It's lesson 80 and it's time to say goodbye. This is the final lesson in our course and we hope that if you followed the course right from the beginning that you feel you've learned lots and lots and built your confidence in spoken and written Spanish. Now, Andrew and Mario Jose will be saying goodbye to each other in this episode and we'll be picking up on a few of the subjunctive points that we've come across over the past few weeks. We hope that you find this lesson useful, that you found the entire course really useful. Muchas gracias y hasta la próxima.
So, as you know, over the past few weeks, we've been following the story of Andrew and María José. Andrew es inglés, es estudiante inglés que está en España para aprender español. Y ha conocido a María José. Why did I say ha conocido a María José Cara?
Because you're talking about a person?
Exactly. It's the personal a. Ha conocido a María José. He got to know María José. And over the past few weeks, they've been getting to know each other a little better. Now, you may remember that last week, la semana pasada, María José estaba en Madrid. She was in Madrid para una conferencia. And Andrew's friend, el amigo de Andrew, acababa de llegar. He had just arrived, porque él está también en España para aprender español. And Michael and Andrew were going to the ayuntamiento so that Michael could sign up for his course. So as we join María José and Andrew this week, they are back in another tapas bar, and this time they are sampling the albóndigas, the meatballs that María José had spoken about before her conference. So a couple of questions. What was the bad point about María José's conference? And how do Andrew and María José intend to keep in contact with each other after Andrew returns to England? Have a listen to the conversation. Tenías razón. Estas albóndigas están riquísimas.
Sí, te lo dije. Cuando estaba en Madrid, fuimos a un restaurante donde comimos unas tapas muy buenas, pero estas son mejores.
¿Y qué tal la conferencia?
Bien, pero no conocía a mucha gente. Dime, ¿ya has hecho las maletas?
No, todavía no. La verdad es que no quiero volver a Inglaterra. Me he divertido tanto aquí.
Y tengo que decir que tu español se ha mejorado un montón.
Por lo menos ahora entiendo lo que me dices, pues la mayoría del tiempo. Quiero darte las gracias por eso. Y por mucho más.
¿A qué hora sale el avión mañana?
A las 11. ¿Me vas a acompañar al aeropuerto?
Claro que sí.
¿Y cuándo vas a venir a verme en Inglaterra?
En cuanto pueda, pero tengo que ahorrar un poco de dinero. De todos modos, podemos hablar por Skype y por Messenger.
Me voy a comprar un webcam.
¿Pondrás las fotos de tu estancia aquí en tu Facebook?
Claro.
Y dime, ¿cómo vas a seguir aprendiendo español? No quiero que pierdas todo cuando vuelvas a Inglaterra.
Sí, lo sé. Me costará mucho. Por eso tú tienes que venir a verme.
Vendré en cuanto pueda. Mientras tanto, yo te escribo un mail cada día y me tienes que responder en castellano.
Sí, y Michael me ha dicho que su profesor de aquí le ha recomendado un podcast muy bueno para la gente que aprende el español.
¡Qué bien! Oye, ¿ya pedimos la cuenta?
Sí. So, Andrew and María José's time together is coming to an end, but hopefully they'll be able to mantener el contacto. What would that mean?
Stay in contact?
Yeah, literally, to maintain the contact. Podemos mantener el contacto.
Podemos mantener el contacto.
Exacto. And did you work out how they would mantener el contacto?
Sí, by Skype and MSN Messenger.
Exacto, pero en español se dice Skype.
Skype.
Por Skype.
Por Skype.
Y por Messenger.
Y por Messenger.
Muy bien. Okay, so that was one of the questions. The second question was, what was the bad point about María José's conference?
She said that she didn't know very many people.
Exacto. Can you remember how she said that in Spanish?
No conoce mucha gente.
Yeah, you've got that almost right. No conoce. Conoce would be the present tense. She's talking about the past. And in this situation, because she's describing how the conference was, she would be using the imperfect tense. So she would say, no
conocía.
No conocía a mucha gente. And again, because the mucha gente is a person or people, there's a personal a in there. No conocía a mucha gente.
No conocía a mucha gente.
Exactly. Now, we are going to go through the whole thing this week in the bonus podcast. We'll be talking about all the language contained in this conversation. And there's quite a lot in there, but I'm going to bring out a couple of phrases. First of all, some translations, and then we're going to look again at some subjunctive situations, because there were a few in that conversation again. First of all, can you remember how Andrew asked María José what was the conference like?
¿Qué tal la conferencia?
Exactly. He used ¿qué tal? ¿Qué tal? It can be used in many, many situations. It's one of the first words we learned in the course, in fact, because we used it to mean, how are you? ¿Qué tal? ¿Qué tal estás? ¿Qué tal? But ¿qué tal? Can also be used, combined with a noun in this case, ¿qué tal la conferencia? To suggest you, how was the conference, or how is something. You don't need to worry about a verb and a tense in that situation. So you can use ¿qué tal? ¿Qué tal la comida? What's the food like? What's the meal like? ¿Qué tal el tiempo? What's the weather like? But ¿qué tal el tiempo? If you're talking in the past, would mean what was the weather like? So if you've just come back from your holidays and someone says to you, ¿qué tal el tiempo? Bueno, ¿qué tal el tiempo? Hacía mucho viento, hacía mucho calor, o lo que sea. Okay, so ¿qué tal? Many ways of using ¿qué tal? Another phrase that I wanted to pick out was when María José asked Andrew, have you packed your cases? Have you packed yet for going back to England? Cara, can you remember how that was phrased?
¿Has hecho las maletas?
Yeah, that's right. ¿Has hecho? From which verb?
Hacer.
Hacer, to do, hacer in Latin America. ¿Has hecho? Have you done las maletas? Are the suitcases. So literally, have you done the suitcases? She actually said, ya has hecho las maletas. And the ya there would mean, how would we translate that?
Already?
Yeah, have you already done the suitcases? So, have you already packed? Ya has hecho las maletas?
Ya has hecho las maletas.
Muy bien. And Andrew didn't seem to have done his suitcases. He didn't seem to have packed yet. Porque no quería irse. He didn't want to go away. No oh. quiere volver a Inglaterra. Sí. Lo ha pasado muy bien en España. He's had a very good time in Spain. He told María José that she had to come and see him. How would you say in Spanish, you have to come to see me?
Tienes que venir a ver?
Yep, tienes que venir a ver.
Me?
Me, exacto. Tienes que venir a verme. Okay, you have to come to see me, and the me goes on to the end of the infinitive of ver. Tienes que venir a verme.
Tienes que venir a verme.
So you have to come to see me. Tienes que venir a verme.
Tienes que venir a verme.
So that's tienes que, you have to. How would you say, I have to come and see you?
Tengo que venir a verte.
Muy bien. Tengo que venir a verte. Tengo que venir a verte.
Tengo que venir a verte.
Perfecto. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. Now, if you'd like to get more out of your Coffee Break Spanish experience, then you can sign up for the full premium version of our course, and that includes video versions of our lessons, where you'll see the words and phrases on the screen of your device while you listen. There's also a set of lesson notes for every lesson with vocabulary and additional examples, and bonus audio. All of our premium courses are available at the Coffee Break Academy. That's at coffeebreakacademy.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Now, I said that we were going to look at some subjunctives in this lesson, and there were a couple of examples. Andrew also said, ¿Cuándo vas a venir a verme? When are you going to come to see me? ¿Cuándo vas a venir a verme?
¿Cuándo vas a venir a verme?
And María José's answer to this was, En cuanto pueda.
En cuanto pueda.
Now, pueda comes from which verb?
Poder.
Poder, yeah. You'll recognize it as the similar to puedo, puedo meaning I can, and you take that O off and add the subjunctive endings. So in this case, it's an ER verb, and therefore the ending is a, en cuanto pueda.
En cuanto pueda.
So this en cuanto means as soon as. So as soon as I can, en cuanto pueda.
En cuanto pueda.
And it's a very common phrase. We could even treat it as a bit of vocabulary. En cuanto pueda, as soon as I can. En cuanto pueda.
En cuanto pueda.
Now, a couple of weeks ago, when María José was talking about when she returned from Madrid and they would go to the restaurant that she was talking about, indeed, that's the restaurant that they're in this evening, she said, when I return from Madrid, we will go. Cara, can you remember how she said, when I return?
Cuando is the when, and vuelva?
That's it, yeah. Vuelva from the verb?
Volver.
Volver. So the same thing happens with volver. You go to the I form, which is vuelvo. You take off the O and add the subjunctive ending. So cuando vuelva. And in this episode, María José was talking about when Andrew returns to England, when he goes back to England. Cuando vuelvas a Inglaterra. Cuando vuelvas a Inglaterra. Try saying that.
Cuando vuelvas a Inglaterra.
And she actually said, no quiero que pierdas todo. Cuando vuelvas a Inglaterra. Now, pierdas comes from the verb perder. Can you remember? I think we've covered that once before.
To lose.
To lose, exactly. So, I don't want you to lose everything, talking about his experience of learning Spanish. No quiero que pierdas todo.
No quiero que pierdas todo.
Exacto. So, pierdas, coming from perder, to lose. Again, going to the yo form of perder. Pierdo, taking off the O and adding the subjunctive endings. Pierda, pierdas, pierda. So, in this case, it becomes no quiero que pierdas todo. I don't want that you lose everything. Remember, in English, we say, I don't want you to lose everything. But in Spanish, we need to say, I don't want that you lose everything. And obviously, she's talking about him forgetting his Spanish. No quiero que pierdas todo cuando vuelvas a Inglaterra.
No quiero que pierdas todo cuando vuelvas a Inglaterra.
So, in this conversation, we've come across three uses of the subjunctive. Firstly, en cuanto, so as soon as. So as soon as I return. Cara, how would you say that?
En cuanto vuelva.
Uh-huh. We've also come across the cuando with the future, or cuando describing a future situation at least. When I return to England, for example.
Cuando vuelva a Inglaterra.
Cuando vuelva a Inglaterra. And we also came across the I don't want that you do something. So, no quiero que, in this situation, pierdas. No quiero que pierdas.
No quiero que pierdas.
Cara, how would you say I don't want you to sing?
No quiero que cantes.
Muy bien. No quiero que cantes. Normally, cantas would be the to form, but because it's the subjunctive, it's the opposite ending. So, cantes. No quiero que cantes.
No quiero que cantes.
Okay, and that could probably be a little refrain for Coffee Break Spanish lessons. No quiero que cantes. We've also had, over the past few weeks, we've had quizás.
Quizás.
And what does quizás mean?
It means maybe.
Maybe or perhaps. So, quizás plus the subjunctive. Quizás sea una buena idea.
Quizás sea una buena idea.
Okay. We've had no creo que.
No creo que.
I don't think it's a good idea. No creo que sea una buena idea.
No creo que sea una buena idea.
We've had esperar que, to hope that. So, espero que estas lecciones de Coffee Break Spanish hayan sido interesantes. Okay, Cara, try repeating that.
Espero que estas lecciones de Coffee Break Spanish...
The next part is, it's actually the perfect subjunctive. I threw that in. Hayan sido.
Hayan sido.
Yeah. Hayan, in this situation, is the present subjunctive of haber, the auxiliary verb for the perfect tense. So I hope that they have been interesantes. Interesting. Espero que estas lecciones de Coffee Break Spanish hayan sido interesantes.
Espero que estas lecciones de Coffee Break Spanish hayan sido
interesantes.
Interesantes.
Muy bien. Y one other one that we did was antes de que.
Antes de que.
And that meant?
Before.
Before doing something, yeah. And in the sense, it's not quite before doing something, I suppose. It's more before I do something, you do this. Okay? Because before doing something is just antes de plus the infinitive. But when you've got two subjects, then it needs to be antes de que plus the subjunctive. So, for example, por ejemplo, antes de que acabemos esta lección, tenéis que escuchar la conversación más rápida. So, before we finish this lesson, what have our listeners got to do, Cara?
They've got to listen to the quicker version of today's conversation.
Absolutely. So, here goes. Have a listen. Tenías razón. Estas albóndigas están riquísimas.
Sí, te lo dije. Cuando estaba en Madrid, fuimos a un restaurante donde comimos unas tapas muy buenas, pero estas son mejores.
¿Y qué tal la conferencia?
Bien, pero no conocía a mucha gente. Dime, ¿ya has hecho las maletas?
No, todavía no. La verdad es que no quiero volver a Inglaterra. Me he divertido tanto aquí.
Y tengo que decir que tu español se ha mejorado un montón.
Por lo menos ahora entiendo lo que me dices. Pues la mayoría del tiempo. Quiero darte las gracias por eso. Y por mucho más.
¿A qué hora sale el avión mañana?
A las 11. ¿Me vas a acompañar al aeropuerto?
Claro que sí.
¿Y cuándo vas a venir a verme?
En cuanto pueda, pero tengo que ahorrar un poco de dinero. De todos modos, podemos hablar por Skype y por Messenger.
Me voy a comprar un webcam.
¿Pondrás las fotos de tu estancia aquí en tu Facebook?
Claro.
Y dime, ¿cómo vas a seguir aprendiendo español? No quiero que pierdas todo cuando vuelvas a Inglaterra.
Sí, lo sé. Me costará mucho. Por eso tú tienes que venir a verme.
Vendré en cuanto pueda. Mientras tanto, yo te escribo un mail cada día y me tienes que responder en castellano.
Sí, y Michael me ha dicho que su profesor de aquí le ha recomendado un podcast muy bueno para la gente que aprende español.
¡Qué bien! Oye, ¿ya pedimos la cuenta?
Sí. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.